Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Today, we're talking about CBD.
MVD.
Teehee.
yeah.
This is Stranger Still.
Oh man, that was opportunity for more folly. You didn't even gargle, but go on.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the questions you never thought about asking.
Why did you say the right thing this time? I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And today, I want you to answer my question first. Why didn't you say a wrong thing like you normally do?
A wrong thing?
Because normally you're like, we answer the dumb things you think.
Maybe it's because of the superior brain power of my alpha waves.
Oh, is it?
Because all the CBD I've done in my life
is that in the past. Is that right?
I've tried it a couple times.
Uh-huh. Some CBD oil?
Yep.
I've never done it because I've been afraid of it as a... I've never tried any... I've never even had alcohol.
Yeah.
So...
Not even rubbing?
Well, I've never drank in it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like...
You never dipped your toe in a beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has anyone dipped their toe in a beer?
You've never been to Tipsy's.
I assume that's what happens at frat parties.
Yeah, Tipsy Toes Bar and Grill.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's... I don't know where to go with that.
West 33rd Street, New York.
Oh, Manhattan. This is a real place?
No.
Oh. You could have kept going with that for a really long time, and yeah. I would have believed it. Today, we're talking about CBD oil, if you haven't figured that out yet.
Some people haven't. You got autoplay on. You're in the zone.
Well, we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, people will look at the title, but yeah. What is CBD oil, John?
CBD oil is cannabidiol. There you go. It's separated from THC.
Well, it's a little bit more in depth than that. But what's your experience with CBD oil? Let's start there.
What's my experience with it?
Yeah, with CBD oil.
So, okay. You go into a head shop.
Yeah.
And it's either like an attractive young woman mm-hmm. who's like, hey, bro, like... Let's hook you up. You're going to be so chill.
Yeah.
Or it's some bro
yeah.
who like loves Monster Energy drinks.
Some which Chad. I'm drinking.
Yeah. Named Kyle. And he's like, bro, you got to go up with the like 99%, bro. Like you got to just hit that vape and you'll be so chill like for the whole day.
Yeah.
And then you pay way too much money and you leave.
Yeah.
And then you vape it.
I didn't even look up prices.
Or eat it or put it in a bath bomb. Or breathe it, or put it in your blanket and sleep in it, or...
Anything. You can do anything with this thing.
Literally, that's my point. I don't know about the blanket. It probably exists. But, and then you just, for me, like, then you just have a placebo effect.
Yeah, it's...
And it doesn't do anything.
As a straight edge child, as I am still at the age of 28, I was like, CBD, that must be some sort of marijuana thing. I will steer clear of there.
Oh, man.
And what solidified it was... someone in my family went on a huge tirade about how like CBD oil and marijuana will cure cancer because there's a documentary on Vox.com about it. And I was like, all right, show me some clinical studies and I'll believe you. And he was like, we can't trust everything the government tells you. And I was like, I don't care. I want to see some double-blinded studies and I will believe you. And he's like, well, there's this one example. I was like, yeah, one example.
Yeah, I have a documentary sponsored by Vape Fens.
Probably. So well, I was like, I'll just steer clear.
I mean, that's what we do here, right?
Yeah, we're skeptical by nature.
Yeah.
And so just I want to get my biases out of the way because I went into this being like this. I even told you, I was like, last week you're like, let's do something lightweight, something.
I think
not,
you said that
because
I got so bummed about the last one.
So I was like, all right, let's do something like an alternative medicine, like CBD. So I went into this thinking it'd just be like a bunch of hippies mm-hmm. using this stuff or hipsters using this because that's what I always see using it mm-hmm. and my conclusions may surprise you.
Look at that, what a teaser.
That's what we do on this show.
You're just
we
like
get to
a
the truth
comb in the 80s. teasing the hair.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm more of a leg warmer, but
okay. Left or right?
Right.
I thought so.
So, John, back to what CBD stands for. What does CBD stand for?
Whatever you said before. Cannabidiol. There we go.
CBD oil, for those that don't know, like you said, is made from, well, it's
extracted often, from marijuana.
Yeah, it's often associated with THC because it's extracted from marijuana and hemp plants. It's made from CBD oil is made from the extracts of the cannabidiols. So out there in this world, let me just set the stage for you. There's a bunch of plants that contain a wide range of cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. If you watch the news, you probably heard that term thrown around loosely to scare people into not smoking marijuana, but some other cannabinoids are cacao or black pepper or liverwort or flax seeds, all mm-hmm. of these things that people aren't really afraid of, as far as I know. There's 120 different types of cannabinoids out there in the world in different plants. But that's not why cannabinoids are famous. Why are cannabinoids famous, John?
For weed.
For weed. Definitely for weed. There's two plants that they're famous for, hemp, but primarily marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And hemp
both
is
male and female. You can get CBD from.
Yeah. So hemp is the same plant as marijuana. It just doesn't have the common cannabinoid called THC. We'll get into the regulations a little bit more over, but marijuana obviously has THC. It's the main active ingredient in marijuana. And for the longest time, we thought that was the only thing in marijuana that did anything, THC. And THC is what gets you high.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about why that is a little bit later on. But then they discovered the second largest active ingredient in marijuana was a cannabinoid called cannabidiol or CBD.
Yes.
And this is a pretty recent discovery. I mean, I'm sure it goes back a ways, but it hasn't become a thing until 2015.
Yeah. And that's when we have that's where we're seeing it in like everything. Like,
yeah.
I went to Ulta and saw CBD hand moisturizer.
Oh my God. Okay, we'll get into why that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
In hand sanitizer?
It was not hand sanitizer.
Moisturizer?
I've seen it in hand sanitizer. It was hand moisturizer.
I think you said moisturizer. I misspoke.
So you get 0.00001% of what would work. Spoiler.
Okay, hold on to that for the end of the show, because that's going to become way more ridiculous when we talk about how CBD affects the brain. That actually makes
me really
mad.
Oh, did I mention it? It was brain moisturizer.
Okay. That's what it is. So they discovered that CBD is also present in hemp. And this is important because hemp can be grown legally in the United States as long as it contains less than 0.3% THC. So there will be a little bit of THC in there.
Or if you're in the states that have legalized it at this moment, which you're allowed to grow up to 3 plants with THC.
Yeah. So most CBD products now are made from industrial grown hemp, which has been around for a long time, but it can also be made from marijuana. And if you get it from marijuana, it's still legal as long as the CBD product has less than 0.3% THC, same regulation as hemp. So they basically, like you said, they make the CBD from extracts from these plants. They remove anything that comes through in the process, bottle it up, and sell it. Do you know how much that stuff goes for? Maybe we can save that for after the break. We'll look some up on Amazon or something.
Yeah.
But then scientists started working with CBD to see if there could be any benefit from it, knowing that medical marijuana has proven to be helpful over the years,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a Schedule I drug, so they can't do a lot of research with it.
Right. Till 2020.
Until 2020, hopefully. So that's where we are. They're like, well, it's in marijuana. Marijuana has something beneficial about it. It could be the THC, but what if it's CBD? So here we are. So the claims you might see, you'll see it in moisturizer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Usually you'll see it as some sort of like tincture that you put on your tongue that you're supposed to ingest. I think that's the most common way that I see it. I guess you probably see it in vape pens.
Yeah, you could get a cartridge. Screw into your vape pen.
Yeah. And
gummies. That's
gummies,
common.
Yeah. Some sort of ingestible. But the
or
reason
just drop of oil.
Yeah, that's what I said, like a tincture or something.
Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah.
Why is it all the rage? Why do people care?
Because it's mysterious.
Because it cures everything, right?
Yeah, bro.
It cures
all.
It cures all. It's a panacea, if you will. And I was like, I've only ever seen hipsters use this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is me being a jerk. But so I assumed to find like some website that was like we type in crystal healing benefits and it comes up with 100 websites saying it can cure cancer and it can cure migraines and acne. In your marriage and your dog pooping on the floor.
And then the 101st result is our site.
Right. But if you type CBD oil benefits into Google, you get websites like cancer.org or the Arthritis Foundation,
mm-hmm.
the Rheumatoid Arthritis Foundation, Bloomberg, Forbes, WebMD, Harvard, New York Times, like all these reputable sites coming up with all of the studies, which is, that was my first tipping point. Like, oh, maybe this isn't so much an alternative medicine as I thought it was.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't know. And that's why we're learning, right?
I kind of had an idea because of a documentary I saw about...
On Vox?
Children. No, seizures.
Oh, yeah.
Epilepsy.
Yeah. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But there's... I just grabbed a list of things from multiple different websites on things that people think that it can cure, like seizures, depression, sleep, arthritis, anxiety, pain management, cancer, Parkinson's, PTSD, addiction recovery, Crohn's disease or IBS, anger problems, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, jet lag, dementia, and some people even claim that it can calm your pets down if you need it to.
I have CBD treats at my house.
For dogs, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that come up a lot.
Yeah.
So that begs the question, does it work? Does it?
My dogs don't bark as much when they're, is that... when they're stoned off their CB treats. They're not stoned.
So the short answer is maybe.
Yeah.
The part of the problem is testing and clinical trials were hard to do before 2015 because that's when regulations were lifted on it.
And it takes a long time to figure this stuff out.
Yeah. So any studies that have been done are really new and we need more studies. One of the earliest studies was to see if it could help children with epilepsy. You've talked about this a couple times. And they focused on two types of epilepsy that current medication don't really work on, which are Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. These are like really rare and the medicine doesn't really help them. And in the study, they found that CBD proved to reduce the number of seizures that the children had or stop the seizures altogether, mm-hmm. which is incredible. And whether or not that's placebo, it worked. So in 20...
I saw it being used in very young children, so I don't think it could have been placebo because it stopped them from shaking. I was
that's true, yeah.
This is kind of odd.
So the good news is in 2018, the FDA approved the first CBD, the first and only so far CBD medication, Epidiolex. Nope, yeah, Epidiolex. I said it right the first time. I doubted myself. But since then, pretty much any illness has been looking to CBD for help, which makes sense. If you have something that like multiple sclerosis or diabetes that we don't have a cure for, why not try something new, mm-hmm. right? So most of the studies, like I said, need further research or they've had a hard time controlling the study for various reasons. Some of the reasons were due to various products on the market we'll get into in a little bit. But it's also hard to make, apparently it's hard to make an effective placebo for CBD. So they're working hard on control groups for these studies. So if you see a study out there, make sure they have some sort of control group. Mm-hmm.
And if it tastes like extra virgin olive oil, you're being duped.
You know you're being duped. There have been trials in mice and a few other animals that show CBD might be helpful in like psychotic episodes, insomnia, depression, and pain management. Arthritis.org actually says CBD might be worth giving a shot.
Don't you think like all lab mice are depressed? How do you judge that?
Well, I'm sure that they have ways of hooking them up to little tiny MRIs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be really cute?
Adorable.
Can you imagine Stuart Little hooked up to like a EEG machine?
That'd be so cute until he's incinerated.
I don't think that's how MRIs work.
No, but that's how lab mice work.
That's true. I guess you're right. So yeah, arthritis.org said maybe. Cancer.gov basically says that it's basically what medical marijuana does right now, which is to treat nausea and pain symptoms rather than the cancer itself.
I heard about that.
WebMD had a lot to say on this. They pulled in some other articles from other places. They said there isn't strong enough evidence for things like mental disorders, IBS, diabetes, addiction withdrawal, and pretty much anything else that isn't epilepsy in children. Be skeptical that it's going to help. That being said, there are a lot of people being cautiously optimistic, and we forgot to say this at the beginning, we're not medical professionals, so consult your doctor, but it seems like as long as you get the right product, side effects should be low. And I read in a couple places that any adverse side effects might come from any remaining THC. So if you're having nausea or paranoia or anxiety, that might be coming from high levels of THC.
In which case, you're getting a good deal.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's supposed to have less than 0.3%, and that's the active ingredients get you high, yeah. But I guess if that's what you're going for.
They're having a batch recall, you know, head in for the clearance sale.
So I would also say never use this in place of what your doctor recommends. That's kind of our stance on this show. If anything, it should be paramedical alongside your regular medication, but it can interact poorly with some medications. I didn't find out which ones because I'm not a doctor. So if you're going to try CBD, consult your doctor or someone who's familiar with CBD.
Yeah. If you're doing your medically prescribed cocaine,
yeah,
your CBD is going to
cancel it out. That's all the rage
it's gonna
in New York, right?
Yeah, actually.
But it can cause like liver issues, blood issues. You you just want to be careful and safe. It's like, I think we talked about this before, how eating grapefruit can interact with medicines. Did we talk about that? It's like that, how it's just don't eat grapefruit when you're on blood thinners or something like that, I think is what it was.
Yeah, the acidity or something.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same issue. So this is all, I mean, there's some promising science here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
you're down with CBD, you know me.
Yeah. Is that your rap, your new single coming out this Friday? It's going to drop.
Wow, dude. Where do you learn words like drop? You're in the know.
My daughter told me it.
Oh, cool.
My 3-year-old daughter, yeah. So, like I said, going into this research, I thought it was going to be some dumb alternative medicine. And I think I have to change my tune. And I think this is an instance where alternative medicine has become a proven medicine. And I have to admit that, because if I trust the FDA, I trust clinical trials, double-blinded trials. The FDA said, hey, here's the CBD medicine. It works on epilepsy in children. So it's out there on the market now, and it's a proven science. Thank you, science.
Yeah, thank you, science. Have we thanked science lately?
We haven't sent them a card in like a year, so.
Yeah, because I think I got saved up Christmas cards for science in my like.
You just never
garage.
Got a stamp for it. Yeah, never got a stamp. You're like, I gotta go to the post office.
A lot of
we
work.
We aren't sponsored by stamps.com yet. Yeah.
The other thing is, we're gonna probably get into it now. Dosages.
Yeah, I don't. So dosage can be really tricky. I want to talk about how it affects your brain really fast, and then we'll talk about.
Okay, and the brain is connected to the hands that you moisturize, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other interesting thing that I forgot to mention is that your body already makes cannabinoids. So if someone's trying to use the cannabinoids as a scare tactic, you could just be like, "Your body makes them."
Yep.
Shut up.
So if you think about it hard enough, you could get so high, dude.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You could get wasted off meditation.
They're what's called endocannabinoids, and they help your sleep cycle, your immune system, pain regulation.
Yeah, because you make them at the end of your day, dude.
Sure.
And then you get high. Okay, maybe that's not how any of this works.
No, that's not how any of this works. But that means that your body already has receptors looking for cannabinoids. So CBD and THC both have the same elements, but they're constructed differently. So when THC gets received by these receptors, that's what makes you high. It interprets the structure in a way that gets your brain high. That sounded really sterile.
No, I get it. So THC attaches and affects the limbic system. Do you know if CBD does the same?
Well, we used to think that it interacted similarly to the way THC does. We recently learned that it actually blocks receptors from letting different chemicals into your endocannabinoid receptors. So CBD blocks things like anandamide, which is associated with pain. So the higher levels of anandamide that are in your blood, you might have more pain. That's where things like MS or Parkinson's or seizures come into this. With nerve damage, they think that by reducing the amount of anandamide, it can reduce inflammation on your nervous system and help solve some of these problems. So it's kind of the opposite of what THC does, which is really weird. Just a change in structure on this chemical compound can do that to you.
Marijuana is like, it's got such a bad rap for how cool it is and how much science there is and the thousands of chemicals, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like over time, once it's legal everywhere, which it will be soon.
People just need education is the thing. That's why we do this show. But people don't understand, so they're afraid of it. Like I said, I was afraid of CBD oil, and now I understand it. I'll probably never use it just because, for reasons that we'll get into in like just a second.
Girl at Burger King asked her manager what made mayo not vegan.
Yeah.
So education, man.
Yeah, education. It's important. Knowledge is power. G.I. Joe. That's G.I. Joe, right? Knowing is half the battle. That's G.I. Joe.
That, okay. What's Captain Planet say then?
Is that knowledge is power?
The power is yours.
I don't know. We'll look it up in the break. It's coming up here in a little bit. So, I don't know. I think that's really cool. That's why anything that has to do with the nervous system, that's where people are looking for CBD in their research. That's why moisturizer is the stupidest idea I could ever think of. I guess it could get absorbed into your bloodstream, but we'll get into that in just a second.
It has to cross the blood-brain barrier.
It has to be absorbed. Yeah, it has to be absorbed by your blood, and not a lot of CBD is absorbed into the blood. I have the exact figures in a little bit when we get to regulation on it. But I want to talk about the legal status of it. Do you know what the legal status of CBD is right now?
I do not.
Federally, it's legal as long as, like I said before, the product contains less than 0.3% THC. Different states now have different regulations on it, though. I believe it's now legal in Iowa because we have a bunch of shops everywhere. An old jewelry store at the mall closed down. It was replaced by a CBD store.
Yeah, it was called So Many Kyles.
So Many Chads. I don't think there's any reason that it shouldn't be legal, as long as it, in fact, I would say it should be completely legal and there should be more regulation on it, because the FDA has only approved one drug on it, so that's being regulated, but they've also issued warnings against companies making CBD oil, like Curaleaf Incorporated, because people will, they can still sell these things, and as long as they don't make the claims that it can cure cancer, Parkinson's, or diabetes, or whatever, they can put it out there on the market legally.
Yeah.
If they start making claims like that, like Curaleaf did, they can get sued by the FDA for it or taken down. But these products going unregulated has led to a lot of issues. And I almost just want to read exactly what came from this article on Health Day News. This is really long, so just bear with me really fast. It says, a 2017 study led by Bon Miller found that nearly 7 of 10 CBD products didn't contain the amount of marijuana extract promised on the label. That's not a good number. 70% of these products had misleading labels. Nearly 43% of the products contained too little CBD, while about 26% contained too much, Bon Miller said. CBD is kind of a tricky drug because it's not really well absorbed orally, Welty explained. Less than 20% of the drug is absorbed orally. If it isn't made in the right way, you might not be getting much drug into your systematic circulation. Worse, about 1 in 5 CBD products contain the intoxicating chemical, pot chemical THC, Bon Miller and his colleagues found. That's because THC can increase the problem. That's the problem, because THC can increase anxiety. It can actually make seizures worse. Those are sorts of things you need to be careful about, Bon Miller said. If I were a consumer purchasing it for myself or my kid, I would want to test it so I knew what I actually had in it, because I couldn't trust what was on the label, Bon Miller concluded. And that's kind of where I stand on this.
Yeah.
Because when we went into this, after I'd done my research, I told my brother that we were going to do this, and he said, just try some for your show. I was like, No, make me do it. Well, based on my research, I'm a little too concerned about the products that are out there on the market. I don't even think that I need it. I'll pass. And this article from Health Day News was written like a year ago, so it's possibly gotten better. But it's just like, we might have talked about this on the homeopathy episode, where they say that the product has such and such parts of this mm-hmm. chemical, but then sometimes it was like 40 times that amount, which could actually be dangerous because they're putting like arsenic and stuff in these homeopathic remedies. So there's there's no regulation on this stuff. And that's where, unfortunately, our government needs to come involved, which people who take this type of product probably don't trust the government.
Yeah.
But it's important to keep you safe.
Well, I think another thing is when you do talk to the people at these smoke shops or head shops or whatever, they are almost always users themselves of mm-hmm. their products. So, and then you just have to kind of go based on their trust. So it's dangerous that way, but I don't know.
Well, if you're buying it online, I think that's a huge concern.
Yeah. But I've seen in store where it's like, I mean, obviously not FDA approved. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have any labels like that, but it'll have the exact amounts, where it's extracted, like a bunch of details.
But you can't trust that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a slippery slope. So what do you think on CBD?
You know me.
NBD?
Yeah, NBD.
Give us a recap.
I don't know. I think it's use at your own risk, and if it helps you, it helps you.
Yeah.
But understand that dosage is a thing.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about dosage here, because you looked into that a little bit more than I did.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it just seems that because it was federally approved for treatment in epilepsy, mm-hmm. That the opposite of that is you have like a bunch of hocus pocus
the
out
Wild
there, too.
West.
Yeah.
So that's snake oil and all that.
What's kind of tough about a drug that actually is beneficial and helps, but is taken in by the like pseudoscience community as a cure all.
Pseudoscience?
Pseudoscience. I always say pseudo, dude.
Suedo.
Suedo.
Don't step on my blue suedo shoes.
Yeah, suedo suit. Yeah, so once it's adopted by a pseudoscience community, it becomes tougher to differentiate if it's effective or not.
Yeah, it's also harder to take seriously. Like, maybe crystal healing does help us, but even if, like, the government came forward and they're like, no, really? I'd be like, nah. CBD obviously hasn't got to that point yet, but... I mean, the FDA has already approved a drug, so I don't think we'll ever get to that point, but I don't know. I think that if you're not on medication and you have a healthy liver, you have healthy blood, and you have pain management or trouble sleeping or something that seems like it might be helped out, it might be worth a shot. I'm not a medical professional though, so talk to your doctor.
There you go.
Should we take a break?
We should take a break, and then I challenge you to a Google off to see what the dumbest product that contains CBD in it is.
All right, we'll come back, we'll have some after the break. All right, Jonathan, where can people find us?
You can find us at StrangerSoulShow.com or podcasts on different podcast apps.
Yeah, you can. The best thing you could probably do is leave us a review on one of those podcast apps. And John, we got a new review.
Oh my goodness. I actually had an idea. I want you to read that review to me, but I'm going to go into my idea about reviews and how we could get more as soon as you're done.
Okay, so this one actually comes from our friend over at the podcast, Short, Colorful, and Loud. It was L. Riccardi left us a review that I had pulled up, and then the app closed it. So let me pull it up again, John.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll just do my idea then.
No, I got it.
Okay, Google, remind me to review Strangers Still.
That's not cool.
Alexa,
dude.
Remind me to review Stranger Still. Hey, Siri, remind me to review Stranger Still.
Did it work?
I don't know. It's going to pause and...
Yeah, probably. So, Elle left us a review. It said, happy birthday, Nick. This was left on my birthday. It was 5 stars. And she said, it's Nickwood's birthday. And I'm here to tell him happy birthday and tell you that you should listen to his show. Both of these guys are relentlessly on point with their research and fact-checking. Okay, well, Nick is. But they avoid condescension.
We avoid condensation. Yeah.
And punching down. It's an informative delight. So thank you, L. And hey, speaking of L, why don't you just go over to flyingmachine.network, check out some of the other podcasts that we have going on.
Like Short, Colorful, and Loud, featuring L.
Yeah, or The Losers that just joined. They're the newest show on the network. They talk about Oscar winners and a loser, and they compare the two and see if the person who won the Oscar should have won. It's a great show. And, what else do we have going on, John?
Just the review thing, man.
Yeah, just leave us a review.
Just do that. Please.
It helps out a lot.
It really does.
Now, let's skip to the fun part, because you've been itching to...
And scratching
to tell me about these CBD products you found.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
I'd like you to go first. I'm going to list mine in order of shock value, and we'll see if we got any of the same ones.
Okay, we'll go back and forth.
So with your least shocking.
My least shocking.
What, you got three?
I have a few.
Okay.
Where did that one that I wanted go? Did I take it down because I was like, nah, it's too obvious? Oh, this is called Felix and Ambrosia Bugger Off Hand Sanitizer CBD. Yeah. New. Do you want to guess how much it is? It is, let's see, 10, no, 1 ounce, 1 ounce. And let's see, potency was tested with an allowable variance of plus or minus 15. I don't know what that means. All products contain less than 0.3% THC. What do you think this one costs?
I didn't even look up prices for mine. I'm freaking out.
Oh. This is $11.99. And
for hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Which can get you sick.
I don't.
If you use it too much?
These people also sell, I almost pulled up this product, some sexual lubricants. They sell banana, berry, chocolate, rainbow, and alcoholic beverage flavored sexual lubricant. Each one is $12.99.
Okay. All right. Helps you relax, I guess.
Yeah. And that's for 2.5 ounces. That's a much better deal than the hand sanitizer.
That seems like a much better deal. But is as good a deal as a $30 candle that you can smell from across the room?
Oh. All right. $30? How big is it?
50 milligrams. 4 ounce.
Okay. Interesting.
That's just one of them
that's
that
tiny.
Caught my attention. Yeah.
Okay.
But another one that I thought was a little bit more interesting were the Hemp Extract 500 milligram CBD vaginal depositories.
Oh.
Vaginal suppositories.
Oh, no, not okay. That's incredibly not okay. I got a couple more products here.
It's only 50 milligrams CBD extract per suppository.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I found this product from Kiva that makes a lot of edible stuff. they have a ginger dark chocolate bar, contains 30 milligrams of CBD and 30 milligrams of THC per serving. Do you want to guess how much this costs? It's like 4 little chunks of
chocolate bar?
Chocolate, yeah.
$30.
$34.90.
Yeah.
You're pretty close, man.
Gross. That's too much.
I have two more, and I don't know which one. I'll just say them both. You go next, though.
Mine's the winner, so I'll go last, actually.
Oh, okay. I've also got...
You're not going to top what I found.
Yeah, probably not. I found CBD toothpaste, 3.6 ounces. Do you want to guess how much that is?
That doesn't make... So that you spit it out when you're done.
Yeah.
You're supposed to swallow it?
Yeah. This CBD...
You get really poisoned and calm.
Yeah. This CBD toothpaste leaves your mouth feeling clean and fresh without the use of abrasives or floss. fluoride is fluoride free, John.
But can you swallow it?
I don't. Well, it has a lot of promising. It says it's safe for children and adults, so probably.
Okay, so all right.
How much do you think it is?
Oh man, probably $26.99.
$14.95.
Ooh, all right.
So there you go. And then the last one that I had is a CBD deodorant, Lume deodorant, lavender and clary sage tube and stick bundle, natural deodorant for your whole body. You get a tube and stick. What do you think this costs, John?
A deodorant stick
and a tube.
$12.
$29.99.
Wow. Per pit.
Yeah. You can use one on one and one on the other.
Yeah, well, everybody's got 4 pits, right?
There's CBD espresso. There's
Do you call your legs leg pits?
No, but thank you for asking.
Okay.
What's the winner, John?
The winner, through a scientific process called microencapsulation, Acabata strategically infuses CBD molecules into Luxe high-performance fabrics for the world's first activewear brand
with CBD infused. It's like a sports bra and yoga pants?
Yeah, yoga
Are
pants that
serious?
Has CBD in it.
What an idiot.
Don't wash it. What? How's that work?
Does it really say that?
No, it doesn't say don't wash it, but like, let's see. Prices starting at $120 for sports bras.
Oh my God.
And $160 for leggings, $250 for jackets and jumpsuits.
That aren't going to do anything because that's not getting absorbed into your body. Wow.
Pretty good.
I don't know how much sports bras cost, but that's a lot. I imagine they're at $120.
It's like, I guess you never have to buy CBD again because it's always going to have the same amount forever.
Interesting. That is incredible. Thank you for sharing.
Wait, let me just read this one quote from their site real quick. I haven't read this yet, but I just read the first half. Just like CBD is infused in our activewear, the letters CBD are in our name. Acabada explains. Comes from the Portuguese word for finish. Perfectly telling the story that our fabrics have been finished with CBD.
All right, I hate CBD again. Here we are. We came full circle, John. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.